We're going to really press them hard to see if they can either persuade the dairy industry or make it a legal requirement that we have more transparent and fairer contracts with our milk purchasers.
This milk contract, explain how it works.
Well, to start with, one of the basics is that farmers are very weak sellers in the dairy industry, because milk is a very perishable product, so we can't store it. We have to take what we're given on the day. Most farmers have a contract that lasts 12 months, and in that contract there's no reference to milk price. There's a schedule as to how the individual constituents of the milk are paid, but no formula for the price of the milk, and that's grossly unfair. So farmers haven't got a clue what they're going to get. We can even have retrospective price cuts, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Do then farmers find it hard to survive? Is it a struggle?
It is a struggle. I mean, this is one of the reasons we want transparency in the milk price, is that we're not really receiving what the milk is worth. And because there is no transparency, the milk price can't be justified. And that currently, the milk is worth at least three pence a litre more than we're being paid for it.
What do you want Parliament then to do about it?
Well, we'd like the milk purchasers to preferably have a voluntary agreement, have in transparency, have shorter contracts, and if there is a fundamental change to the price of milk, have to sign a new contract.
How easy would it be for the government to just change those rules? Would it be a simple thing for them to do?
Well, it would be, but the government, and probably quite rightly, doesn't want to go down the route of legislation. But if the milk purchasers don't play ball, then I don't think there's any option.
We're also hearing at this moment in time an application for one of the world's biggest dairies has just been submitted to Aylesbury Vale District Council. These super dairies, do you think that's a positive move?
It has the potential of being a positive move. It should enable milk to be processed cheaper. But again, that's not going to help dairy farmers unless some of that benefit is passed back to them. If it's just, and sorry about the pun, but if it's just creamed off to the milk processors and the milk retailers, farmers yet again will lose out.
We hear about mega supermarkets putting the little corner shops out of business. I mean, something that's going to produce possibly 10% of the UK's milk, would that be putting the smaller farmers out?
Well, it's not producing the milk, it's processing the milk. And with so often, it's economies of scale. The economies of scale being close to the market in London, it should or could potentially offer huge benefits to the dairy industry. Whether they're realised by grassroots farmers is another matter.
So today you're off in a second to London. You're putting the cows out in a second and then off you go. Who are you meeting and what are you going to say to them?
Well, Lord Plum is holding a reception in London. We're hopefully meeting MPs, and we're going to press our case that something has got to be done before it's too late, before this country loses the dairy industry that it has. We're currently still losing 10 dairy farmers a week. And that's unsustainable, and we want there to be a future. This country is well suited to the production of milk, and it's just criminal that we're not allowed to express that potential.